We hear again from the letter to the Hebrew Christians, chapter 2. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who, through fear of death, were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. In the name of Jesus. He was made like us, we know that. But what does this mean? We know that he is just as flesh and blood as we are. That is the incarnation, him being born of Mary. So we can suppose that he would wake up hungry as most any child would. He needed water. He needed warmth on cold nights. He needed protection maybe from mean dogs or poisonous spiders or whatever. We can guess that he maybe had his favorite food, the way that one child likes cake but another ice cream. So we know that he is like us, same flesh and blood, same need he would have had for a bath to wash off the day's dirt when he was walking around Galilee, the need to tie shoes or comb the hair, whatever. But the writer to the Hebrew Christians is saying more. From verse 17, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. So he was made like us, not only in that he knows all the daily tasks that belong to all of us, to every human, but like us in that he was tempted and he suffered. And we want to know this because in this it says he is able to help us when we are tempted, which is an interesting thought for the sinner. When we are tempted, how does Jesus help us? By putting up a big sign in our brain, maybe, that says, don't do it. But for that, he did not need to become a man. For if God's help for us when we're tempted is to say, don't do it, we already have that. It's called the law. Doesn't everyone know the law? Everyone knows you're not to slander your neighbor, which is why when we do, we make excuses for it and point to others who do it even more. Everyone knows that you're to speak well of others, to uphold their names and reputations, to give your neighbor encouragement. Everyone knows you're not to commit adultery, to have lust, to do anything to damage or speak ill of another's marriage. Everyone knows this, which is why we're sneaky when we do it. Do not kill, but love your neighbor and care for him and help him keep his property, his wealth, and reputation. Honor your father and mother. Care for your children. Speak well of your neighbor's family. Does not everyone know these things, even when they're doing the opposite? Remember the Sabbath. Come to the Lord's name to hear his word. Encourage your fellow Christians, reminding them of the gifts the Lord is serving out at his service each week. Do not hinder your neighbor, but help him to hear the invitation of the gospel and be gathered into the church. What Christian doesn't already know these things? This is nothing more than the law, the Ten Commandments. But even those who don't know the commandments, maybe specifically, maybe they didn't memorize them, they already know them. Because as the apostle says, the Lord has written the law on everyone's heart, Romans 2:15. So when we are tempted, how will Jesus help us? By popping up the big sign in our brain to say, don't do it, turn the other way? Will he help us by the law? We already had the law. It only increased our guilt. It only covers in shame. As the writer to the Hebrew Christians tells us, though, it's different. Jesus was made like us in every respect in order to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews 2:18. So now we can take a quick look at Jesus under the law himself. He will help us by joining with sinners under the law and even being cut into the covenant. That's his circumcision that we heard this morning in the gospel reading, where he was cut into the covenant along with all the other Israelites from the time the promise of circumcision was given to Abraham. He will help us by undergoing temptation from Satan. Even as Satan daily tempts us. That's his temptation in the wilderness, where Satan tempted Jesus to have all the desires of the body filled to the brim, if only he would turn some stones into bread. Where Satan tempted Jesus to make demands on the Father so that God must respond to him and send his angels whenever he said, if only Jesus would throw himself from the pinnacle of the temple. Where Satan tempted Jesus to have power and control over his neighbor, even over every person on earth, if only he would fall down and worship Satan. Jesus willingly placed himself under every temptation of desire and lust, of love of self over neighbor, of love of self over God, of self-justification and works righteousness, under every temptation. Now when we are tempted by Satan, Jesus knows our temptation even better than we do. But that doesn't yet help us. He himself has suffered when tempted, so he is able to help those who are being tempted, says the writer of Hebrews. He suffered not only in his own temptation by Satan, he suffered fully in going to the cross. The accusations of the law thrown at him by the Pharisees, the attacks of the teachers of the law and the temple officials, the indictment spoken by the high priest Caiaphas, the verdict of the people who yelled, "Crucify him, crucify him," the nails bringing to him the death of the cross, he suffered it all, and it was all the law. But all that he was suffering, it was the accusation of the law against us. That's what he took upon himself at his baptism, against every sinner. For he who knew no sin, who was made like us in every way yet without sin, was tempted as we are, and took our sin, our temptation upon himself, and put it all to death on the cross, making atonement by his own blood. How will he help us when we are tempted by the law? Well, yes, by the law, for the law shows us our sin, and we must know that as sinners, we cannot justify ourselves. But we already had the law before Jesus was made like us, so there's got to be more than that. How will Jesus help us in our temptation? By the gospel, by being with us, by binding himself to us in baptism, making us his own, by coming to us in his body and blood, to cleanse us, to forgive us, so that we are now clean, not because we kept the law, but because he suffered it for us. By being with us as our high priest, who is able to suffer with us in all things, who cares for us, and who has for us one final, full, life-giving word. His final, full word, by which he makes us his own, by which he cleanses us and breathes into us his Holy Spirit, by which he constantly gives to us the gift of repentance, so that the new man of faith may daily stand to live in righteousness and purity forever, by which he is with us in all our temptation. His final full word, I am with you in the same flesh and blood as you are. In my death on the cross, I have defeated for you Satan, taking from him his accusation against you. I have destroyed for you the power of death, delivering you out of the slavery of the fear of death. I am your merciful high priest, interceding for you to my Father. For I have atoned for you with my own blood. I have made propitiation for your sin with my cross. And I am with you even in your temptation. In the name of Jesus, amen.